a small city nestled in northeastern Maryland. A perfect location between Baltimore and Philadelphia. This city of 15,000 people is the hometown of one of the most notable players in the history of baseball.
Swing it!
This week, we showcase the best youth baseball athletes from around the world in the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. Live streaming coverage is powered by Giant, Big League Chew, and Visit Baltimore. Now, live from Aberdeen, Maryland, USA, this is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the first inning, Pacific Northwest and Pacific Southwest. Pacific Northwest right now in the field for the top of the first. Southwest designated as the home team. Pete Medhurst with you. Great to have you with us here tonight from Aberdeen. Northwest wearing the green uniforms. And their pitcher tonight, Mason Kielty. Southwest with their pitcher out on the mound right now, Jaden Soriano. Ball hit to right center field by the leadoff batter, McKay Anderson. It's going to be in there for extra bases. He's around second and going to stop right there. Throw comes in behind him, and McKay Anderson starts the game with a double for Pacific Northwest out of Meridian, Ohio. That'll bring up Tommy Wiles. Simple, we have to go to the math if... Depending on how this game goes, Pacific Southwest at 3-0, Northwest at 2-1. If Northwest wins, it forges a three-way tie in Group A with Southwest, Pacific Southwest, and Pacific Northwest. Soriano from the stretch. Looks in, looks back at second. And the pitch to the left-handed swinging. Tommy Wiles popped up to right field, and it drops in behind the second baseman and the right fielder. The runner at second, Anderson, does not move because he thought the second baseman was going to make the grab, and it fell right between the second baseman and the right fielder. Not touched, so it's a single technically as Wiles is on with a base hit. So first and second now for Northwest, and nobody out here in this top of the first inning. That'll bring up Jackson Reed, left-handed swinger, Soriano from the stretch. Fastball is in there for a strike. Home plate umpire Terry Hansrote. First base umpire Patrick Eldridge. At second base Jim Perkins. Don Myers down at third. Even stance from Reed. Soriano from the stretch. Chest high, the 0-1. Fastball misses low and in. 1-1. Pacific Southwest beating Southwest in what has been a pretty solid bracket. The pitch from Soriano fouled off at the plate, and it's 1-2. Pacific Northwest fell to Southwest by a score of 9-3. Southwest beat New England 7-6. New England's been in some tough close games, and they ended up going 0-4. The 1-2 on the way from Soriano. Fouled off left side, and we'll do it again. Hartford County just won a thriller against Midwest Plains by a count of 10-9. The Maryland State champs from Charles County, Maryland, beat New England 4-2. And Ohio Valley beat Mid-Atlantic, who was previously unbeaten, 5-4 earlier today in Group B. 1-2 pitch from Soriano. Misses outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Soriano gets the sign. Runners at first and second. And the pitch. Ground ball towards second base. Throw to second for one. The relay to first. Safe. So a fielder's choice for Reed. He reaches. Wiles is erased 4-6. Anderson moves up to third. So runners at first and third now for Northwest with one away. That'll bring up Hughes, the third baseman. Jacob batting cleanup. For Northwest wearing the purple shirts, purple batting helmets with the white stripes and the white pants and the purple socks. One away, runners at first and third. Soriano's pitch in the dirt. Good block by the catcher, Kamibayashi. We've seen some quality catching in this series all week long. Soriano looks at first, short lead over there. Got a runner in front of him at third. The 1-0 pitch. Misses low and away. Runner goes. They throw through. He's safe there. Runner coming home. Throws up the line. Did they get a tag? No. No tag, says Terry Hansroth. And the runner behind the play moves up to third, and he's safe. So on the double steal, Anderson comes home. Reed goes to second on the stolen base and then to third on the throw home. So Northwest aggressive on the base paths here, and it gets them a run here already in the inning. A 2-0 count to Hughes and a 1-0 lead for Pacific Northwest. And a runner 70 feet away, and Hughes helps him out by swinging it one low and away, and it's 2-1. Soriano, the right-hander, in the green jersey, the gray pants, green hat, looks in, sets chest high, the 2-1. Grounded towards second, going to score another run here. Throw to first by Munley, and he's out. So Hughes gets an RBI on the RBI ground out, 2 outs now. And Pacific Northwest with a 2-0 lead. That'll bring up Braden Rundell, the extra hitter. Both teams using the extra player here, batting 10. Soriano stays in the stretch with nobody on, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Gorgeous day again here, warm though in Aberdeen. Just to our east in Baltimore, the Orioles delayed tonight by heavy rains, as this one is fouled at the plate, and it's 0-2. They did not get started till about 7:35 tonight as they try to sweep the Atlanta Braves. Baseball gods have shined on the tournament this week so far with no weather issues. 0-2 pitch coming up from Soriano. Fastball. This is way outside. It's 1-2. As we mentioned, if Pacific Northwest wins this game, it forges a three-way tie, and they would go to the mat in Group A. Soriano from the stretch. The pitch fouled off on the netting, and it stays 1-2. Start tomorrow with the U.S. semifinal at 12:30. Iron bracket games in the morning at 10. Ground ball foul left side, and Rundell having a great at-bat here. Stays alive, and it's 1-2. An iron bracket game at 10 o'clock over on Nationals Field and one at Citizens Bank Park here. We'll have them for you on SFM Sports. Those games are set. Midwest Plains and the Maryland State Champs at 10 a.m. That's Ohio Valley and New Zealand in the other one. Here's a pitch outside, and it's 2-2. Two nothing Pacific Northwest here in the top of the first inning, and still batting. Two outs, nobody on. 2-2 pitch coming up to Rundell. Soriano fires, chopped towards second base, out off onto the green field turf, picked up there by Munley, and he makes the play to end the inning. Productive inning, though, for Pacific Northwest. They get two, leave none. At the end of a half inning of play, it's Pacific Northwest 2, Pacific Southwest coming to the plate. We come back on SFM Sports.
Every golfer wants to play better golf. Whether it's fixing a slice off the tee or learning how to accurately read a green, there's always room to make your game just a little bit stronger. The key to better golf is the best instruction, and Golf Digest is the only place you can learn from the game's hottest pros. Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and many more. Subscribe today, and for just $14.97, you'll get 12 issues of Golf Digest with easy-to-follow tips and techniques, reviews of top equipment, information on the best places to play, even our quick reference pocket tips in every issue. Order Golf Digest now, and we'll send you a DVD featuring renowned instructor Jim McClain. It's absolutely free with your paid subscription. Learn Jim's favorite drills to help isolate your problem areas and practice plans that will help fine-tune your game. Subscribe to Golf Digest today for this limited-time DVD offer. Call 800-248-5568. That's 800-248-5568 to get your subscription to Golf Digest. 800-248-5568.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at sfmsports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
We go to the bottom of the first inning here in Aberdeen. Pacific Northwest with a 2-0 lead. Pacific Northwest from Meridian, Ohio, Idaho, taking on Manoa, Hawaii. And Northwest getting two in its half of the frame. Now Mason Kielty ready to answer the call here against a very good Pacific Southwest lineup. Lee Matsuzaki will lead off. Kalei Harrison will bat second. Stanley McKenzie third. Maka Malama will bat fourth. Austin Teixeira will bat fifth, the extra player. Jaden Soriano will bat sixth. Jaron Sato, the center fielder, seventh. Darian Kamibayashi, the catcher, will bat eighth. Patrick Munley, ninth. And Noah Tanai will bat 10th. Matsuzaki ready to stand in against Mason Kielty. The fastball misses outside for ball one. Matsuzaki swinging from the left side. Kielty into the wind and fires. Fastball's fouled straight back. 1-1. Iron bracket game on the Citizens Bank Park. Number 2 tomorrow will be Australia and the local team from Harford County. There's a breaking ball that misses. 2-1. Other matchups in the iron bracket games depend on what happens in this game. Somebody's going to end up with a decent record, play a solid tournament, end up in the iron bracket game. Here's a swing and a miss by Matsuzaki to fastball, and it's 2-2. Ohio Valley, a team in that situation, or the record of 2-2. They're in the iron bracket game. Mid-Atlantic and Southeast both went 3-1 there. Here's a ground ball through the hole, base hit up the middle. Matsuzaki rounds first, takes a big turn, and comes back in as the throw is cut off, and a leadoff single here for Pacific Southwest with Lee Matsuzaki on at first. That'll bring up Kalei Harrison. Another left-handed batter. Harrison with an even stance. Swinging from the left side. Short lead at first for Matsuzaki. Kielty throws over and he's back safely. Hughes at third, Anderson at short, Roberts at second, and Wiles at first. Rasmussen in left, Reed in center, Buchanan in right. Stewart doing the catching for Kielty here for the Pacific Northwest team. Kielty into the wind and fires, fouled off, and it's 0-1. Pacific Southwest on day one beat New England 5-3. At day number two off, throw over to first, and again, Matsuzaki's back. They beat the Maryland State champs 6-0 on Monday. And beat Southwest yesterday. Undefeated so far. Kielty looks at first and the pitch. Breaking ball doesn't come down. It's 1-1. Or check it, 2-0 rather. Matsuzaki looking over at third. Getting the sign, now gets his lead. Kielty will look over. He'll come to the set just below the chin. Fastball on the outer half for a called strike. 1-2. Thought we had the first pitch as a foul ball, so it is 1-2. Kielty, tall right-hander for Pacific Northwest. Comes to the set. Pitch is fouled off at the plate, and we'll do it again. Matsuzaki will head back to first. Kielty wearing the black cleats, the black glove, looking in for the sign. Bill of the cap pulled down, nods his head in approval. comes to the set position at the chest. He'll step off and throw to first, and Matsuzaki is back. One ball and two strikes to Harrison. Keelty from the set. Comes to the plate. Breaking ball stays high, and it's 2-2. Unlike what you see in Williamsport, these games are played at 50-foot pitching, 70-foot base paths, and the players can lead. The kids are the same age. But this is played more like Major League Baseball. Keelty throws, and the pitch is fouled off, and we'll do it again. Keelty that time got away without stopping. Could have been called for a balk. You have to come to a momentary pause, and he did not. He rolled right on through. Gets the sign, looks at Matsuzaki at first. 2-2 pitch. Line drive toward right field. It's going to be in there for a base hit. Matsuzaki had to wait to make sure it wasn't caught. He gets into second base. And Pacific Southwest has back-to-back singles here to start the bottom of the first inning, trailing 2-0. That'll bring up the big first baseman, Stanley McKenzie. Big right-handed batter. Stays way off the plate, though. He is on the back line at the back of the batter's box and takes a fastball in the outer half right there for a strike. That's a pitch he's not likely going to reach. That short orange aluminum bat there from way back in the batter's box. Runners at first and second, the 0-1. Fouled at the plate on an inside pitch, and it's 0-2. So Keelty getting ahead of the big fella right away with runners for Pacific Southwest at first and second. Manoa, Hawaii, Pacific Northwest from Meridian, Idaho. 0-2 pitch from Keelty due to McKenzie from the set, and the 0-2. Breaking ball stays inside, 1-2. Keelty not been able to locate the breaking ball yet here in the contest. Those have remained high on him so far. Not been afraid to throw it, though, in any count. Looks at second. Now the 1-2 pitch. Runners go, and it's fouled off at the plate as Matsuzaki took off. He'll have to come back, and it's one ball and two strikes. McKenzie got a piece of it. Keelty toes the rubber. Comes to the set. Looks in, and the pitch. Grounded towards short. Big high hop. Throw to third. And they get Matsuzaki on the force out at third base. Good play by Anderson, the shortstop. He got a huge kangaroo hop off this field turf here at Cal Senior's yard. The only part that is real dirt is home plate and on the pitcher's mound. McKenzie reaches on the fielder's choice, and Matsuzaki is erased 6-5 for the first out of the inning. Harrison moves up to second. McKenzie now at first. Akamalama takes a slider, misses low and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. One out, bottom of the first, Pacific Northwest up 2-0. Right-handed batter, Malama, the third baseman. Keelty turns and fires to second. Harrison is easily back in. He didn't have much of a lead. Keelty with a long look in, open stance from Malama. And a pitch. Popped up on the infield toward first. Coming in to make the catch is Wiles for the second out of the inning. So far, good job by Keelty to battle back here after the first two runners reached on a single. So we retired Matsuzaki on a force play, and now Malama on the pop-up to first, and that'll bring up Austin Teixeira. Batting left-handed. The pitch, fastball misses outside, 1-0. Share the extra batter in the lineup as both teams use 10. They bird dog at Harrison at second. Keelty will be throw to the plate. Fastball's low, 2-0. Keelty looks back at second. has the set and the pitch. Fouled off down the left field line. It's 2-1. Good rip there by Teixeira. Of course, the local Teixeira having a good year with the Yankees out of Severna Park, Maryland. Mark Teixeira, the former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. Keelty comes to the set. The 2-1. Fastball is high, 3-1. Run for both teams now. You get to this point of the week, you've used a lot of pitching. You need guys to go deep into games for you. Keelty steps off and looks back, and Harrison is easily back. He only had the two-step lead. Keelty will set. The 3-1. Swung on a miss, 3-2. Like to share, help him out. Climb the ladder a little bit there. Couldn't get it. Three balls and two strikes. Two outs. Runners will get a head start here. Guilty with the sign. Comes set. Looks back at second. A 3-2 pitch. Hit toward left field. Shallow. Going out the shortstop. Calling for it is Anderson. And he makes the catch. And a great job by Mason Keelty to get out of huge difficulty there in the first inning for Pacific Northwest, who needs the victory here tonight to forge a tiebreaker with Pacific Southwest and Team Southwest. End of one here at Aberdeen, Pacific Northwest 2, Pacific Southwest nothing. This is the Cal Ripken World Series on SFM Sports.
Nursing is what you do with a spirit of caring and a desire to do more. Stevenson Nursing empowers advancing professionals to step into leading roles and impact healthcare at a higher level, to shape your career based on your interests. Stevenson Nurses expand their career paths by completing an RN to BS or through one of three part-time master's degree areas of concentration. Visit Stevenson.edu now to see how Stevenson University can put the future of your nursing career directly in your hands.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
This is the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Go to the top of the second inning. Pacific Northwest with a 2-0 lead. Pete Medhurst with you from Aberdeen, Maryland tonight. Great to have you with us. Final round robin pool game. This one's got huge stakes. Depending on the tiebreaker routine, as Pacific Northwest needs the victory to forge a three-way tie. Mark Stewart at the plate to lead off for Pacific Northwest. Hits one towards short. Picked up there easily by Harrison, who throws over. We're checking Anderson, and he's out on the play. Kali Harrison making the pickup and the easy put out for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Cole Roberts, second baseman, hitting right-handed. Open stance right up on top of the plate. Soriano into the wind and the pitch. Swing and a miss. And a fastball in the inner half. And a 2-1. Soriano into the wind. And the 0-1. Chopped at the plate and it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Soriano will step off and reset. Roberts wearing number 12. Soriano into the wind with the 0-2. Here it comes. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. He got him. Two down. That'll bring up the pitcher, Mason Keelty. Keelty taking the side. now ready to step in, trying to help his own cause here. Folks, you can watch all the games of the Cal Senior Yard right here on the Trekker Live app. Never miss a single hit. Get the app in the iTunes or Google Play stores and take the games with you. First pitch to Keelty, a good changeup, and it's 0-1. You can also get the app by visiting sfmsports.net and clicking the CRWS link. sfmsports.net and the Trekker app, a winning combination. No balls and one strike to Mason Keelty. Big right-handed batter. Takes one low, 1-1. Jaden Soriano will lead off the bottom of the second for Pacific Southwest from Hawaii. He's into the wind right now, though, in the 1-1. Keelty hits a line drive right field. That's going to be in there for a base hit. They're going to try and throw to first, and they got him. Wow, Keelty not running probably as hard as he could, but he hit the ball so hard. The right fielder, Matsuzaki, took it on one bounce from about 195 feet from home plate, throws to first, and he gets Keelty for the out. That is 9-3 for those of you scoring at home. End of 1.5, Pacific Northwest 2, Pacific Southwest nothing. This is the Cal Ripken World Series on SFM Sports.
Trekker Live is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. Every game played on Cal Senior's Yard will be available live and in the post-game archive. To download, search Trekker Live, T-R-E-K-K-E-R, live in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Jaden Soriano swings and misses at the first pitch from Mason Keelty. Leading off for Pacific Southwest, bottom of the second. Keelty fires another breaking ball in the dirt, swung on and missed. 0-2. 2-0, Pacific Northwest on top. Keelty into the wind and fires. Fastball misses up and away. 1-2. Keelty, Soriano with an open stance. And the pitch. Crushed to left center field. That ball is going, and gone. Jaden Soriano nearly hit it into the playground at the top of the hill. And the pitcher helps himself here with a mammoth home run to left center field. It's Pacific Northwest 2 and Pacific Southwest 1. That was crushed. That'll bring up Jaren Sato, the center fielder. 2-1, Keelty. Line drive left field, but right at the left fielder, Rasmussen, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. One away. We've seen Soriano show power, now Kaneko of Japan with multiple home runs this week. And the pitch inside to Kamabayashi. Team Mexico, the defending international champion, showing it's a force to be reckoned with again. They've brought another great team here to Aberdeen. 2-0 or 2-0 count now to Kamabayashi. Mexico, Japan, Pacific Southwest all undefeated in pool play so far. Pitch is grounded. Foul. It's two balls and one strike. We mentioned Group B. Mid-Atlantic and Southeast at 3-1. Ohio Valley and Harford County at 2-2. Midwest Plains at 0-4. It's been a competitive bracket all week. 2-1 pitch. Kamabayashi fouls it off, and it's 2-2. This bracket, top heavy, of course, with Southwest at 3-1, Pacific Southwest 3-0, and Pacific Northwest 2-1 coming into this game. Keelty with a 2-2 pitch to Kamabayashi. In the dirt, bounced just before home plate, and it runs the count full at 3-2. Iron bracket game starting at 10 tomorrow. U.S. semifinal, Group B number 2 against Group A number 1. There's a ball 4. Takama Biyashi runs down to first base. Mid-Atlantic beat Southeast in their individual matchup, so Mid-Atlantic going as the Group B number 1. One attempt here by Munley, and he fouls it off over the Northwest dugout to the left. That means Mid-Atlantic would play at 5:30 tomorrow right here on Cal Senior's yard against whoever wins the second seed here out of Group A. One pitch coming up to Munley, swinging from the left side. Diminutive second baseman. Kamabayashi gets his lead at first. Popped up right center field. Center fielder Reed going back, still going back. Makes the catch just on the foot of the warning track for the second out of the inning. All kept going in that heavy air here tonight in Aberdeen, but good job by Reed to run it down. Kamabayashi stays at first. Two outs. Noah Tanai will come to the plate. Now we'll get a conversation on the mound here for Pacific Northwest. Two outs here with a runner at first. And Northwest leading it 2-1 in the battle of the Pacific Regional seeds. Teammates giving Mason Keelty a little tap on the shoulder as they head back to their positions. Tanai, right-handed swinger, batting 10th in the lineup here for Pacific Southwest. Pacific Southwest, great story in the Cal Ripken program as that ball misses low and away for ball one. First U.S. champion here, Colton Wong, their MVP that year. He, of course, now plays for the St. Louis Cardinals and plays well. The 1-0, grounded toward first base. Wiles off of first. He's going to throw to second and get the lead runner. Smart play by Wiles. He was going in that direction, would have had to turn around and break his momentum and make a tough play coming backwards to first. So he gets the final out of the inning as they get Kamabayashi at second. 3-6 if you're scoring at home. End of 2 here in Aberdeen. Pacific Northwest 2, Pacific Southwest 1. You're listening to the Cal Ripken World Series on SFM Sports.
Get instant updates from the Cal Ripken World Series in the palm of your hand with Scoreboard Mobile from sfmsports.net. Listen to all 44 games, get instant score updates, and check out audio and video content. Just go to sfmsports.net and scan the QR code to download the Scoreboard mobile app.
Cool off today with Mini Melts ice cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts ice cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Top of the third we go here. Jaden Soriano on the mound for Pacific Southwest. He will face Brooks Rasmussen, Carson Buchanan, and then the top of the lineup for McKay Anderson. Pacific Northwest leading it by a score of 2-1. Rasmussen, the left fielder. He'll swing from the left side. The Under Armour cleats on, looking down at third base to get the sign. The yellow barrel of the aluminum bat stepping in against Jaden Soriano, whose home run brought Pacific Southwest within one. It's 2-1. His fastball misses high, ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Fouled off left side. It's 1-1. Ends up off the netting in the Pacific Northwest dugout. Soriano from the full windup from the first base side of the slab on an angle into the wind. Fastball called strike. 1-2 on the outer half. Soriano to Rasmussen, the 1-2. Hit toward left field and a nice catch running in by the left fielder Tonai to make the grab for Pacific Southwest. One away. Ball looked like it was going to keep carrying and then it finally started to die. Tonai coming to his right, able to make the catch for the first out of the inning. I'm going to bring up Carson Buchanan, right-handed hitting right fielder. Slightly open stance against the big fella Soriano on the mound for Pacific Southwest. One of the few players who wears his pants all the way down at the shoes like several major leaguers do now. Almost everybody else with the hose exposed. Soriano with the sign. Into the wind with the 0-1 to Buchanan. Fastball fouled off straight back over the netting. Just short of our location here at the Cal Senior Yard, which is just a gorgeous complex for youth baseball. No balls and two strikes. And the pitch. Grounded towards short. Moving over to his right is Harrison, and he makes a fine play there, 6-3, and it's two outs. Kali Harrison easily handing that one. That'll bring up McKay Anderson. He doubled and scored his first time up. Soriano into the wind. The right-handed hitter checks his swing. They'll appeal to first. No swing, says the first base umpire, Patrick Eldridge. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled at the plate, 1-1. Anderson scored as part of a two-run first inning for Pacific Northwest that has them in front 2-1. Soriano resets, steps off, and he'll gather himself. Soriano into the wind with a 1-1 pitch. Misses low and away with a fastball. Goes to the backstop, and it's 2-1. Soriano into the wind with a 2-1 pitch. Fastball low. Tamabayashi doing a great job trying to raise it back up and frame it to no avail. Three balls and one strike. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. 2-1 Pacific Northwest over unbeaten Pacific Southwest in pool play. Here's a line drive on one hop right to the second baseman. Mundley makes the play, throws to first in time, and the side is retired. Eight in a row now retired by Soriano at the end of 2.5. Pacific Northwest 2, Pacific Southwest 1. This is the Cal Ripken World Series, powered by SFMSports.net.
When my coworker asked me to cover for him, I should have known not to tell our boss that he took his kid to the doctor. Turns out, he doesn't have kids. He doesn't even have a pet. Now I know. Just like when shopping for car insurance, I should have known that GEICO has been around for over 75 years. Why didn't I know that? That is huge. That is over 75 years of experience and knowledge for my benefit. Now I know. And now you know. And now I have one less coworker and double the work.
GEICO, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
Now that you know GEICO has been around for over 75 years, it's time to bestow even more knowledge on you. GEICO could help you save on motorcycle and RV coverage, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the GEICO Insurance Agency could help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. No wonder they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating. You don't have to be a mathematician to understand those numbers.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
This is the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series from sfmsports.net.
Mason Keelty on the mound now. Bottom of the third for Pacific Northwest. Top of the lineup for Manoa, Hawaii. Representatives of Pacific Southwest, Lee Matsuzaki. Singled his first time up. Takes a changeup outside for ball one. Matsuzaki was thrown out on a force play. Shortstop to the third baseman after reaching second. He pokes one through right side. And the right fielder trying to get there in time to throw him out at first and can't. It'll be a single for Matsuzaki, his second hit of the ball game. That'll bring up Kalai Harrison. He singled his first time up as well. Harrison. 2-1 Pacific Northwest. They'll throw over, not in time. Keelty from the set, chest high. Fires fastball in there for a called strike. Matsuzaki off first, and Keelty looks over. Now comes the set. And the pitch. Change up outside. 1-1. Keelty works quick when there's nobody on, but right now taking his time out there. Filled in a little bit of the hole on the mound where his landing spot was. Now ready to deliver. 1-1 pitch. Looks at first. Now fires. Up and in. 2-1. Northwest fighting to stay alive here in this tournament in terms of winning the U.S. championship. Loss. They go into an iron bracket game tomorrow. 2-1. Inner half for a called strike. Harrison backed away with the upper body. But the home plate umpire, Terry Hansrote, rung him up. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Matsuzaki off first. Keelty. Tall right-hander from the stretch. And the 2-2 pitch. Fastball is high that time. And it's 3-2. He'll step off and throw over, and Matsuzaki back easily, head first. Three balls and two strikes due to Harrison. Left-handed batter. The hole to hit through on the right side if he pulls it. Keelty from the set. Looks at first. Matsuzaki runs, and the pitch is high for ball four. So just like inning number one, Pacific Southwest gets the first two guys on with nobody out. Stanley McKenzie hit into a fielder's choice his first time up. That's when they retired Matsuzaki, shortstop, to the third baseman covering. Nobody out. Runners at first and second. Fastball runs inside, and it's 1-0. No action in the Pacific Northwest bullpen. Runners at first and second. A 2-1 lead for Northwest. Keelty looks back at second. The 1-0 pitch popped up in the air, and it's going to get out of play behind home plate to the left. One ball and one strike. Stanley McKenzie, the big first baseman for Manoa Hawaii. Keelty throws, runners go, throw down to third, and they throw it away. I don't know if it hit McKenzie, the batter, or not, but the catcher, Stewart, threw it into the crowd over to the left. So we're tied up at two apiece as Matsuzaki comes in to score as the ball goes out of play. Now Harrison moves up to third, and a 1-2 pitch coming up here to Stanley McKenzie. McKenzie way off the plate in the right-handed batter's box. Keelty steps over and throws to third, and Harrison is back safely. McKenzie with a close stance from the right side. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Good stop there by Stewart, and it's 2-2. I think McKenzie's size a factor there. Stewart had to step behind and throw behind the big fella instead of throwing down a third on a line and just airmailed it. Keelty throws over this time. Backstanding again, Harrison. That was a little bit closer play than the one before. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the third. Tied at two. Keelty from the stretch. And the 2-2 line drive left field base hit. And Pacific Southwest takes a 3-2 lead on the Stanley McKenzie RBI single. That'll bring up Maka Malama. Malama, third baseman for Pacific Southwest. Southwest now wresting the lead away for the first time, 3-2. Keelty into the wind, runner goes. Pitch is called a strike, throw to second base, not in time. Big fella Stanley McKenzie got a good jump that time and able to steal the base. You can feel that confidence of that Hawaii lineup starting to get rolling here. Malama with the open stance popped up to the first baseman his first time up. Keelty from the stretch, and the pitch gets away from Stewart. It was way outside, goes to the backstop, and McKenzie moves up to third on the wild pitch. Two balls, no strikes. Maka Malama. 2-0 pitch. Misses outside, 3-0. McKenzie less than 70 feet away with his lead. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball up and in. Two balls, two strikes. You get a swing from McKenzie, Malama, to Sharon Soriano in the middle of that lineup from Hawaii. They do not get cheated up there. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Keelty fires, fouls it off right side, and we'll do it again. Nationals getting a home run from Bryce Harper, a three-run shot. They lead the Marlins in Miami tonight by a count of 5-2. J.J. Hardy with one for the Orioles, who are trying to sweep the Braves tonight. 2-2 pitch, hit on the right side. Backing up is Buchanan. He'll make the catch. The runner, McKenzie, tags. The throw coming home is not going to be in time. Sacrifice fly for Malama and an RBI. And a 4-2 lead for Pacific Southwest with three now here in the inning. That'll bring up the left-handed swinger, Austin Teixeira. And a pitch misses outside for ball one. Teixeira popped up to short to end that first inning. And that looked a critical time there as Keelty able to work out of a jam in the first. And that pitch inside, it's two balls and no strikes. Almost looked like Teixeira was going to stick his hand out to knock it down to keep it from hitting him, but it went in under his hands. Orioles leading that game 2-0 in the fifth. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball in the outer half, and it's 2-1. 4-2 Pacific Southwest now with three runs here in the bottom of the third inning. Keelty into the wind. Low it in, 3-1. Elsewhere, the White Sox lead the Red Sox 6-0. Toronto leads Philadelphia 6-0. Yankees scored 21 last night. Teixeira takes ball 4 low. He'll head down to first, and that'll bring up the home run hitting Jaden Soriano. Yankees, like the Orioles, have won four in a row, and they lead Texas 2-1 in the second. San Diego leading the Mets 6-1. That one in the fifth. Throw to first, and it goes by the first baseman and off the wall and into the stands on the deflection. And that means Teixeira will move up automatically to second base. Cincinnati leading at St. Louis, 1-0 in the third. Angels leading at Houston, 1-0. Battle of American League West Division teams there battling for it all. Cleveland beat Kansas City today 12-1. Pittsburgh over Minnesota 10-4. Detroit beat Tampa 2-1. Keelty's pitch to Soriano in there for a strike. 0-1. Cubs beat Colorado 3-2. Arizona won at Seattle 8-2. And the Giants shut out Milwaukee 5-0. The 0-1 pitch. High. Goes to the backstop off the netting. Teixeira will move up to third. 1-1 coming up here to Soriano. One out here in the bottom of the third. Soriano crushed a home run to left center field his first time up. 1-1 with one away. Runner at third. Pitch is high. Throw down to third to try and pick him off. And back in time is Teixeira. Guilty. Looks at third. 2-1 pitch. Popped up foul behind the plate. Scoreboard update brought to you by Scoreboard Mobile. Never miss a single hit at the Cal Ripken World Series. Get the games on your mobile device. Just visit sfmsports.net and tap on the CRWS link. Follow the scoring live with Game Changer. Get instant social media updates. Watch video interviews and listen to every single game. All free and available where you go. Just go to sfmsports.net from your mobile device. Two balls and two strikes with one away. The pitch to Soriano. Low and in, 3-2. This one is skied on the infield left side. Anderson, the shortstop, moving over. In fair territory, he drops the ball. Oh, my goodness. Anderson was over there, had it in his sights, in his glove, and he dropped the ball. So E6 as Soriano reaches. He got a chance to retire the big fella there, and Keelty unlucky as his defense betrays him a little bit right there. So now runners at first and third with one out. That'll bring up Jaron Sato, center fielder. Fly to left his first time up. And the pitch up over his head, throw behind the runner at first and back in safely is Soriano. Keelty tugs at the cap. Toes the rubber, now comes set. Holds the black glove at his chest. The 1-0 pitch. Bunt attempt up the right field line and foul. One ball and one strike. Guilty with a long look in. Now comes set. The 1-1 pitch to Sato. They fake the bunt. Stewart looks at third and first. Doesn't have a play. And it's 2-1. Two balls and one strike. 4-2 Pacific Southwest now leading the game. They fake the bunt. The pitch goes to the backstop. Soriano will move up to second. Teixeira stayed at third. It's a short backstop here at Cal Senior's Yard, so the ball's really got to get away, or you've got to get a great secondary lead to come home. And that time, Teixeira didn't have it, so he stayed put. Good hustle by Stewart to retrieve the ball and get it back to Keelty, who was covering the plate. 3-1 pitch on the way. Keelty fires, and it hit him in the shoulder. So the bases are now full for Pacific Southwest. Time is called as a conference coming up here. Nobody warming, so if it's a new pitcher, he'd have to come from somewhere on the field. And I think that's what we're going to get. It looks like the third baseman, Hughes, has taken off the batting gloves, tucking them in his pocket since you can't pitch with one of those under your hand. And it will be a pitching change. Pitching change brought to you by Healthy Communities, fed by Giant Food. So the new pitcher is Hughes, the third baseman. Rundell, who was the extra hitter, comes in to play third now. Keelty will move to the extra hitter position. So the right-hander, Hughes, taking his warm-up tosses. Pacific Southwest with three on in the inning. And now three on here. Darian Kamibayashi. Chance to blow this game open here in this bottom of the third inning. 4-2. Southwest undefeated in pool play. Trying to stay that way. Pitch from Hughes. Fastball. Line toward short with the infield in. Knocked down. They'll throw to third and get the force out there. Good play by Anderson. That ball was roped right at him with the infield in. He knocked it down. Teixeira comes in to score. Soriano was erased 6-5 for the second out of the inning. Sato moves up to second, Kamibayashi on via the fielder's choice. And it's 5-2, Pacific Southwest. First pitch to Munley, misses inside for a ball, 1-0. But now two outs, runners at first and second, four in the inning for Pacific Southwest. Hughes from the set, and the pitch, fastball is low. Knocked down by Stewart, he finds it right in front of him before the runners can advance. In the defensive change, Rundell is at third. Hughes the pitcher. Keelty now the extra hitter in the lineup. 2-0 pitch coming up here to the left-handed hitting Munley. Takes a fastball for a strike, 2-1. Munley right on top of the plate. Slightly open stance from the left side. Hughes fires. Chopped foul right side. And it's 2-2. Of course, the championship game coming up on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. If you're anywhere nearby Aberdeen, it's free admission. Come on out and watch the kids play for a world championship. 2-2 pitch. That one is hit toward right field and deep. Going back to right fielder, and it's over his head. Buchanan gets it at the base of the wall. Two runs have scored. They'll stop the runner at third. And on with a two-run double is Patrick Munley. Actually, Kamabayashi stopped, so now the pitch gets away. Kamabayashi's going to come to the plate to throw to Hughes, covering, and he dropped the ball off his glove. Goes behind him. Good backup by Rundell to back up the play. So Munley stays at third. Six runs in the inning so far with Munley at third. Fastball is high from Hughes. Two balls and no strikes. Noah Tanai, the batter. Pitch gets away. Munley coming to the plate, and he will score. It's these. Three balls and no strikes to Tanai. And that pitch is in there for a strike. Scoreboard has eight runs. According to our score, it's seven in the inning. But either way, it's 8-2 at minimum. Ground ball to first. Picked up there by Wiles. Pacific Southwest bats 10 men in the inning. Seven of them score. And at the end of three innings of play, they lead it here by a score of 8-2 on SFMSports.net.
Trekker Live is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. Every game played on Cal Senior's Yard will be available live and in the postgame archive. To download, search Trekker Live, T-R-E-K-K-E-R, live in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
Nursing is what you do with a spirit of caring and a desire to do more. Stevenson Nursing empowers advancing professionals to step into leading roles and impact healthcare at a higher level, to shape your career based on your interests. Stevenson Nurses expand their career paths by completing an RN to BS or through one of three part-time master's degree areas of concentration. Visit Stevenson.edu now to see how Stevenson University can put the future of your nursing career directly in your hands.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
We go to the top of the fourth, and Jaden Soriano now, who once trailed 2-0, now leads it 8-2. Seven runs in the bottom of the third for Pacific Southwest to break open a close game. Tommy Wiles to lead off here in the top of the fourth inning for Pacific Northwest, swinging from the left side. Singled his first time up and takes a called strike from the right-hander Soriano. Wiles, Reed, and Hughes due up here in the top of the fourth. The 0-1 pitch from Soriano. Fastball is outside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Soriano into the wind. And the pitch popped up behind second base. Shortstop Harrison is there, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Wiles is now 1-for-2. That'll bring up Jackson Reed. Reed reached on a fielder's choice in the first. Left-handed hitter wearing number 8. Which kind of means something around these parts. And the pitch with one out. Fastball outside, ball one. Southwest holds on to the lead. They and Southwest would advance out of Group A. Line drive, look out, foul ball into the crowd left side. If Pacific Southwest wins, they would be the Group A number one seed and play the Group B number two seed, Southeast, tomorrow at 12:30 right here at the Cal Senior Yard. Soriano into the wind. Another foul ball off left side, and it's 1-2. Three o'clock game here would be the Group C number one, Japan, taking on the Group D number two, Korea. Soriano into the wind, and the 1-2 pitch. Grounded toward the hole. Nice pick by Harrison. Throw to first in time. Kalai Harrison with a dandy of a play right there for Pacific Southwest for the second out of the inning. That ball took a kangaroo hop to his right at the end. He was able to snag it, plant the back foot, and gunned it to get a fast read at first base. That'll bring up Jared Hughes. Hughes grounded to second, his first time up. And the pitch in there for a called strike. Top of the fourth here in Aberdeen, 8-2, Pacific Southwest with the lead. Soriano into the wind and the 0-1. Look out. Pitch hits him in the back, and Hughes will run down to first. So a two-out base runner here for Pacific Northwest. That'll bring up Braden Rundell. Team out of Meridian, Idaho. Soriano throws, and Hughes back in diving. Pacific Northwest edging the Maryland state champion 5-4 on day one from Charles County, Maryland. Soriano into the wind, and the pitch swing and a miss by Rundell, strike one. They then beat New England 5-4. Winning some close games in this tournament. Their only loss so far to the team from Southwest Region, 9-3. Here's the foul ball right side over near the Pacific Southwest dugout. Southwest representative from Mobile, Alabama, eagerly watching this game. Now with Pacific Southwest in control, probably breathing a little easier. And the pitch up and in. 1-2. You never want anything in a tournament to go to math. We talk about the tiebreakers, run differential, runs scored, and things of that nature. The 1-2, grounded toward the hole and under the glove of the second baseman, Munley, and into center field. Got his body there, but didn't quite get it with the glove. Good effort by Munley, and it's first and second on the base hit by Rundell. That'll bring up Mark Stewart, the catcher. Grounded to short, his first time up, 0-1. Pacific Northwest scored two in the first inning. We're up 2-0 and 2-1 after two. That's seven runs in the bottom of the third by Pacific Southwest. Trying to get some of those back right here. The pitch from Soriano, fastball at the knees for a called strike. Stewart didn't like it. Kind of shrugged toward his coach at third base. Definitely a close pitch. The 0-1. Soriano fires. On a hop, nice pick by Munley just on the outfield grass, and he makes the play for the final out of the inning. With defense in the inning by Pacific Southwest, keeping Northwest off the board. End of 3.5 here in Aberdeen. Pacific Southwest 8, Pacific Northwest 2. Back with more of the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net.
Big League Chew, the player's bubblegum, is now the official bubblegum of Ripken Baseball. It's the number one shredded gum sold in the U.S., and it can now be enjoyed in gumball form. Look for Big League Chew bubblegum pouches at the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And don't forget your favorite retailer, where you can now find team buckets of individually wrapped Big League Chew gumballs. Whether in the dugout or in the stands, baseball and Big League Chew bubblegum are the perfect summer combo. You'll find a whole lot of gum in every pouch.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Visit sfmsports.net on your phone to listen live and get instant score updates powered by Giant.
Substitution in left field here in the bottom of the fourth inning for Pacific Northwest. Bennett Webster moves into left field, replacing Brooks Rasmussen. Leading off here for Manoa Hawaii, top of the lineup, Lee Matsuzaki. 2 for 2 of the ballgame with a pair of singles. Swinging from the left side. 8-2, Pacific Southwest on top. And the pitch misses outside for ball one. Matsuzaki singling, erased in the first. 6-5, singled and scored in the third. Ground ball, big chopper, right side and over the head of Wiles into right field for a base hit. Caught off there on the slide by Buchanan. Runner's going to go. Throw into second base, and he's safe. Lee Matsuzaki with the Baltimore chop double into right field. It took the kangaroo hop on the field turf over the head of Wiles. Buchanan sliding in the corner to cut it off, but the throw just a smidge too late. That'll bring up Kalai Harrison. Harrison singled in the first, walked and scored in the third. 1 for 1. Swinging from the left side. Hughes steps off and looks back. Hughes now looks in. Line drive right field. That's a base hit. That's going to be off the wall at the 205-foot side. Matsuzaki around third. He'll score on the RBI single by Kalai Harrison. Nine two now for Pacific Northwest. Stanley McKenzie, the first baseman. Takes ball one. Hughes in relief of Keelty looks over at first. Short lead there for Harrison. From the set, face high in the pitch. Swing and a miss at the big fastball. That's 1-1. Hughes looks at first, now comes to the set. Pitch to McKenzie. Low and in the dirt. Good stop by Stewart. McKenzie, big right-handed swinger. Hughes from the set, fires. Fly ball, center field, well hit and crushed out by the pine trees. Oh my! Stanley McKenzie hit that one to Elkton. And Pacific Southwest now leads it by a count of 11-2. That, my friends, is as good a shot as you will see all week here. Dead center field over the 263-foot sign. A good up the hill, probably 285 feet easily, and still going. when it hit the hillside. Somebody call the Orioles. They need hitting. Stanley McKenzie with a display right there. My goodness, he smoked that ball to center field. Nothing huge the pitcher can do about that. McKenzie, just a powerfully built hitter. And he crushed it. And it looks like we're going to get Wiles, the first baseman, I think, is going to come in now and pitch. So he's going to get his fielder's mitt out of the dugout and take off the first baseman's glove. We'll see if Hughes goes to first here or whether it'll be Kielty. So Kielty will come out of the dugout and go to first base. Wiles, the left-hander, will go to the mound. We'll see if Rundell comes out and Hughes goes back to third, which was the original configuration. So Kielty is now at first. Wiles is the pitcher. And Rundell stays at third. Hughes comes out of the game. So the left-hander Tommy Wiles on to pitch here as Pacific Southwest has scored three times here in the inning to take an 11-2 lead. Looks like we're going to get a pinch swinger for Team Hawaii as well. Jaden Simpliciano is warming up in the on-deck circle. He would hit for Malama with the score at 11-2 here, if that is indeed the way they stay. And that is exactly what it looks like here. Kanoa Holt is also warming up in the on-deck circle. So we'll see which guy is coming as the pinch hitter. We're definitely going to get a pinch hitter here for Malama against Wiles. One in the second, seven in the third, three in the fourth now for Pacific Southwest, who's one run away from putting the run rule in effect. So Wiles, the lefty, is ready to go. The pinch swinger will be Jaden Simpliciano. Simpliciano swinging from the right side for Manoa Hawaii, the Pacific Southwest entrant, with nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Wiles, the left-hander, on a pitch for Pacific Northwest. Into the wind and the pitch in there for a called strike. Mason Kielty over at first. The 0-1. Curveball in there for strike. No balls and two strikes. Wiles into the wind and the fire, and it's fouled off right side. Count remains 0-2. Wiles into the wind, the 0-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. He struck him out. So Simpliciano, the pinch hitter, goes down on strikes. First out of the inning. Another pinch hitter for Team Hawaii. Kanoa Holt will come up, batting left-handed. He will bat for Austin Teixeira.
Now batting number 20, Kanoa Holt.
Pitch in there for a called strike. So Wiles has come in and thrown strikes here. The 0-1, line foul down the right field line, and it's 0-2. Left-handed pitcher versus the left-handed hitter here. 0-2, one away. Breaking ball and a beauty by Wiles for a called strike three. Gorgeous fastball, or excuse me, curveball from Wiles right there. And there's two outs. Soriano hit a home run earlier, swings and misses at the fastball. And it's 0-1. 11-2 Pacific Southwest here in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-1. Breaking ball bounces in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Pitches outside, 2-1. Two and one. Wiles steps off. Now steps back on, ready to go. Now time is called. The ball gets away from the fans over the left field wall watching the game. Two one. Misses outside with a fastball. Three balls and one strike. Wiles into the wind and the pitch. Misses up and away for ball four. So a walk for Soriano, who had homered, reached on an error. One for two. Jaron Sato, the center fielder, fly to left his first time up. Pitch is on the corner for a called strike. Wiles from the set. Short lead for Soriano. That pitch is outside, 1-1. One ball, one strike pitch. Curveball stays outside, 2-1. 11 runs, 12 hits, no errors so far for Pacific Southwest. Pacific Northwest, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors in the ballgame. 2-1 pitch from Wiles. Fouled off, 2-2. Sato, the right-handed hitter. 2-2 with two outs. Change up, hit back up the middle for a base hit. Soriano will stop at second. Runners at first and second with two outs. And Kamibayashi, the catcher, will come to the plate, taking the shin guards off as he had them on in the on-deck circle with two outs, as is the custom for most catchers. Kamibayashi walked and hit into a fielder's choice. A base hit could end the game. Runners at first and second, two outs. Line drive down the left field line. That's a fair ball. Around third is Soriano. He will score. Stopping at third is Sato on the RBI double by Darian Kamibayashi. And that will give us the run rule here. In the bottom of the fourth, it will send Pacific Southwest into the Group A number one seed tomorrow against the team from the Southeast region of Mobile, Alabama, the number two seed. That game tomorrow at 12:30 here on the Cal Senior Yard. Come back and take a look at some of the postgame news and notes in a moment. You're listening to the Cal Ripken World Series on sfmsports.net.
Stop taking selfies and do something useful with your smartphone.
First, let me take a selfie.
Get the TuneIn app and listen to any sfmsports.net broadcast from anywhere in the world. Yes, even there. The TuneIn app gets you instant access to our live streams and on-demand content. And did I mention it's free?
That's right. Download it today at the App Store or on Google Play and take SFMSports.net with you anywhere. But please stop taking me to the bathroom. I'm tired of that.
Are you going to kill someone tonight? Drunk drivers do every night. Maryland law enforcement agencies are stopping drunk drivers in your community with sobriety checkpoints and intense patrols. It's Checkpoint Strike Force. So drive sober and always wear your seatbelt. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Visit CheckpointStrikeForce.net for more information.
Sponsored by the Maryland State Highway Administration and this station.
Get instant score updates, audio and video content from the Cal Ripken World Series at SFMSports.net. Powered by Buffalo Wild Wings. Click on the Cal Ripken World Series link.
Back here in Aberdeen, Pacific Southwest exploding with 7 in the third, 4 in the fourth. They win it here by a score of 12-2 to make a winner of Jaden Soriano, who homered in the ball game. Stanley McKenzie with a monster shot here in the fourth, nearly 300 feet to dead center field. Pacific Southwest winning it here by a score of 12-2. We'll take a look at the pool seeds now. Is going ahead on Thursday, we'll start our U.S. semifinals and international semifinals, bracket games, iron bracket games as well. We'll do that when we come back on SFM Sports.
Trekker Live is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. Every game played in Cal Senior's Yard will be available live and in the post-game archive. To download, search Trekker Live, T-R-E-K-K-E-R, live in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
You're working out, you're sweating. Each foot pounds the pavement as you gasp for air. Do you have what it takes to outperform the competition? Chocolate Milk does. Don't miss your opportunity to kickstart recovery and restore what you lost. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right mix of carbs and protein, scientifically shown to help refuel muscles to their peak potential. Research suggests milk may help you stay more hydrated after exercise than some commercial sports drinks. Refuel your body and replenish what you lost. Go to DairySpot.com for more information.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Jaden Soriano, the player of the game for Pacific Southwest, the winning pitcher, and he hit the home run. McKay Anderson, the player of the game for Pacific Northwest, he doubled and scored in the first inning of play for Pacific Northwest, who will now play in the 12:30 game tomorrow on Nationals Field. They will play Canada in an iron bracket game. So it'll be Pacific Northwest as the Group A 3 seed taking on Team Canada, the number 4 seed from Group C. That will be a 12:30 game tomorrow. Pacific Southwest also plays at 12:30 as they will be the Group A number 1 seed and take on a very tough team from the Southeast in Group B. So quick turnarounds for both of these teams. They play the late game tonight. Both play at 12:30 coming up tomorrow. Those games, of course, can be heard right here on SFMSports.net. Back with more in a moment.
Before I posted a picture of my friend at his bachelor party, I should have known to check who follows my posts. I also should have known about privacy settings. I did not. Now I know. Just like I should have known that GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating and they have a local agent right here in Baltimore. No wonder they're the number one auto insurer in Maryland. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. And now my friend's mom knows too much.
GEICO. Thank you, Baltimore, for making us number one.
Now that you know GEICO has a local agent in your area, sit back, relax, and let me tell you how they could help. Our GEICO agents run locally owned and operated businesses and can help tailor your policy to your specific needs. Whether you're looking to insure your car, motorcycle, or RV, the GEICO Insurance Agency could also help you save money on homeowners and renters coverage. Did you sit back? Are you relaxed? Now pay attention. You're driving.
GEICO. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office.
You guys ready out there?
Take the Cal Ripken World Series with you. Listen on your phone on the TuneIn app. Search SFM Sports Channel 1 and 2. This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Pacific Southwest wins our nightcap by a count of 12-2. They play Team Southeast from Mobile, Alabama at 12:30 tomorrow in the Cal Senior Yard. Japan takes on Korea at 3 o'clock, 5:30. U.S. semifinal number 2 featuring Mid-Atlantic and Team Southwest. That will be at 5:30. The 8 o'clock game on the Cal Senior Yard, the international semifinal between Team Mexico and the Dominican Republic. Iron bracket action tomorrow in Game 1. It'll be the Maryland State Champs versus Midwest Plains. The winner of that game plays Puerto Rico at 3 o'clock on Nationals Field. Pacific Northwest in iron bracket game number 3 takes on Team Canada at 12:30. Over on Citizens Bank Field in the 10 o'clock iron bracket game, it's Ohio Valley versus New England. Then Harford County taking on Team Australia at 12:30. And then New Zealand plays the winner of the New England-Ohio Valley game in game 6 on the schedule at 3 o'clock coming up tomorrow afternoon. Back with more in a moment. Pacific Southwest 12, Pacific Northwest 2, Pacific Southwest, the Group A pool winner. They will play at 12:30 tomorrow against Team Southeast. Back with more in a moment on SFMSports.net.
Trekker Live is proud to be the official video streaming app for the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series. Every game played at Cal Senior's Yard will be available live and in the post-game archive. To download, search Trekker Live, T-R-E-K-K-E-R, live in your Apple and Google Play app stores.
Yesterday, I was embarrassed to have guests use my bathroom. Today, I can't wait to show it off. What a difference a day makes. It started with a simple phone call to Quick Bath Remodel Center. They connected us to a free in-home design consultation. We chose the style and color we wanted and then turned our old mildewy shower and tub into a luxurious shower we love. The remodel was quick, done in just one day. Here's the best part. Quick Bath Remodel Center referred us to factory-trained installers who handled everything for us. They custom-made our new walk-in shower to fit our existing bathroom space. Our home is not only more beautiful, it's more valuable, too. Imagine getting a beautiful new bathroom you'll love in just one day. We did it, and so can you, when you call Quick Bath Remodel Center today.
Call 800-870-3137. That's 800-870-3137. 800-870-3137. Call today, 800-870-3137.
Here's another healthy idea from Giant. Hi, I'm Lisa Coleman, nutritionist with Giant. There's something special waiting for you. Savory, our new magazine that makes planning mealtime a little easier. Enjoy page after page of new recipes, learn more about the food you eat, and how to make the most of your food budget. Pick up your free copy of Savory Magazine and discover all the possibilities. Savory, your key to fast, fresh, and easy.
This is the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Taking a look at today's scores, Ohio Valley beat Mid-Atlantic 5-4, giving Mid-Atlantic its first loss in Group B. New England fell to the Maryland State Champs 4-2. Harford County beat Midwest Plains by a score of 10-9. And here tonight in the nightcap, Pacific Southwest beating Pacific Northwest by a count of 12-2. Back with more in a moment on SFM Sports.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
On the Major League scoreboard tonight, down the road at Camden Yards this evening, Orioles looking for a sweep of the Atlanta Braves in the series. Chris Tillman on the hill tonight for the Orioles. J.J. Hardy with a home run early in the contest for Baltimore. Game that started a little bit later due to rain. Rain coming, making the game go about a half hour late, starting at 7:35. And they're playing in the eighth inning right now. The Orioles leading it by a count of 2-0. Bryce Harper with a three-run shot for the Nationals. He has four RBIs in the game. Washington leading Miami 7-2 in the ninth inning of that contest down in Miami tonight. Toronto leading Philadelphia 8-2. The White Sox over Boston 6-1. Texas leading the Yankees 3-2 in the fourth. San Diego over the Mets 7-2 in the seventh. Angels over Houston 1-0 in the fifth. Cincinnati leading at St. Louis 1-0 in the fifth inning. Cleveland beat Kansas City 12-1. Pittsburgh over Minnesota 10-4. Detroit beating Tampa Bay 2-1. Cubs over Colorado 3-2. Arizona beat Seattle 8-2. And the Giants shut out Milwaukee 5-0. Here, Pacific Southwest, back of the home run power in the pitching of Jayden Soriano. Also a huge home run from Stanley McKenzie, who scored two runs for Pacific Southwest. They beat Pacific Northwest and win Group A by a count of 12-2. Back to wrap things up here from Aberdeen in a moment on SFMSports.net.
Big League Chew, the player's bubblegum, is now the official bubblegum of Ripken Baseball. It's the number one shredded gum sold in the U.S., and it can now be enjoyed in gumball form. Look for Big League Chew bubblegum pouches at the 2014 Cal Ripken World Series. And don't forget your favorite retailer, where you can now find team buckets of individually wrapped Big League Chew gumballs. Whether in the dugout or in the stands, baseball and Big League Chew bubblegum are the perfect summer combo. You'll find a whole lot of gum in every pouch.
Cool off today with Mini Melts Ice Cream. Find Mini Melts on the third base concourse, or look for one of our Ripken team members selling Mini Melts in your section. Mini Melts Ice Cream. Taste it, love it.
Monsoon Sports, official corporate partner of Ripken Baseball, is the exclusive supplier of the Ripken Titanium Necklace. Stop by their booth on site at the Ripken Complex for weekly specials and great deals on Monsoon Sport necklaces, including limited edition tournament-specific necklaces to commemorate your event.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr. Vision is so important. That's why I wear Transitions lenses. Whether I'm on the ball field or at the breakfast table, they automatically adapt to changing light conditions, giving me a clearer, more vibrant view of my world. Be sure to talk to your eye care professional about my preferred eyewear. Ask about the many choices of Transitions lenses, including new Transitions Vantage and Transitions Extra Active lenses, to find out which one best fits your lifestyle.
This is the 2015 Cal Ripken World Series from SFMSports.net.
Kids having a good time, all dancing out here on the field here. Post-game, Pacific Southwest, a 12-2 winner tonight over Pacific Northwest. Our coverage begins again starting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. here from the Cal Ripken World Series. 10 o'clock games on the Nationals field. It'll be Midwest Plains and the Maryland State Champions from Charles County. Also, Ohio Valley taking on New Zealand in an iron bracket game over on Citizens Bank Field. My name's Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us, and glad you've been able to take in our coverage of the Cal Ripken World Series. Full coverage continues tomorrow starting at 10 right here on SFMSports.net. Once again, your final score, Pacific Southwest undefeated in Group A. They beat Pacific Northwest tonight by a final count of 12-2. Good night from Aberdeen on SFMSports.net.